Now, here's your host, an American original and pioneering patriot, Tom Donahue.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, joined by my contributing host, Angeline Marie, almost the lead host this week, because you're going to lead off with, you had an interview for True Seekers Radio. We've been talking about social media and the censorship and control aspects, and we're going to continue on in large part this program with that theme. Welcome back.
Thanks, Tom. Censorship is definitely front and center, I think, right now. In fact, you sent me a couple more articles today on censorship, and apparently a Hill article was talking about the Justice Department looking more into Google and antitrust. Honestly, it seems like
The lead headline is the Justice Department is preparing to launch antitrust investigation into Google. And the report comes originally from the Wall Street Journal. However, the Wall Street Journal, after you have a few free views of their articles, you have to subscribe. So sometimes, even though that's the story that's generated from there, I'll use another source that'll allow for free viewing of the material that's going to be of similar nature. But you're exactly right. It is a big story. As a matter of fact, it's the lead story at the Drudge Report as well, which he will link back to the Wall Street Journal. So, you know, and I use the Hill quite a bit because they've done such a fantastic job in their investigations of Mueller and the deep state and those kinds of things. So, and I post these headlines because I'm the news editor at TalkStream Live as well.
Right. So the censorship of conservative speech rolls on, basically. So I lined up an interview with a woman, Dr. Karen Sigmund. She's was a math teacher, junior and high school math teacher, and she was recently fired. Additionally, she is the president of a group called the American Freedom Alliance, and they basically stand up for freedoms and promoting trying to keep our freedoms. So we're going to hear more about her story as we go on, but I gathered some clips from that interview because I just thought it was very timely. And so we're going to start with one this segment. Primarily when I was looking into her background, it was really interesting because here she is now a freedom fighter for conservative speech. But ironically enough, her father grew up in Hitler's Berlin, and she talks a little bit about that. So that's kind of what this clip sets up to then go into her story as we go on. So we talk about government encroachments and how it kind of slowly sneaks up on you. It's not something that just happens overnight. So if you're ready, I'm ready. And we can.
It has been creeping up on us from these corporate behemoths.
Right. So here we are. This is Dr. Karen Sigmund of the American Freedom Alliance. It seems like there's sort of a relative story with your father's own story. And I saw that he grew up in Hitler's Berlin. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about his story and how his experience and how it might relate to your own.
Right. Well, I'm so glad you brought that up. My dad was born in Berlin in 1928. So it's time that, you know, now we look back and we say that everything that came afterwards was so horrific, but in 1928, things were looking pretty good. And then, you know, all hell broke loose. And what he learned, his whole experience was, tyranny doesn't always come with a bang. It's not always this sudden thing. It's not always this thing that's completely apparent to everyone. It comes in on with baby step, little encroachments on freedom here, little encroachments on freedom there. And before you know it, you're living under a horrific totalitarian regime. And one of the first things that happens is they make you feel grateful. Right. Hitler was brought in to save the country economically, and he was going to do this and that. And save them from communism. It's always under the cloak of something really good. He was a socialist, but socialism was seen as better than communism. They took over the media, they took over the schools, they took over entertainment, they took over private enterprise, they took over absolutely everything in baby steps. And people were grateful for it in the beginning. And then before you know it, when government is seen as the answer to everything, as what happened under Hitler's Germany, you wind up with totalitarianism. And it's not, I'm not calling anybody Hitler, but the more government paints itself as the answer to everything, as the Democrats do, the more you wind up with encroaching totalitarianism.
So, Tom, you see, it sounds just like today. The left has their hands in everything, education, entertainment, media, private enterprise, and it goes on and on. So what did you think?
It's not just the left. It's not just the left. If you really look at this, look at how in bed Trump is with Fox News. And I've always been a critic of Fox News. And many want to see everything is black and white. There's no gray area. It's only, you know, good guy, bad guy, professional wrestling antics. To me, there are bad guys and bad actors on both sides. There just happens to be more of them on the left extreme progressive side. But I really see corporations, these creatures of the state, and how behemoth they've become, these monoliths. Harken back to Eustace Mullins when he talked about secrets of the Federal Reserve and the world order. He said essentially it's one big corporate regime, you know, because they're so intertwined, you know, the governments and the corporations and the state, if you will. So I don't want to, you know, just see villains on the left and there's not villains on the right. But in terms of the speech element, you know, the leftists, the extreme progressives, they always talking about openness and fairness and equality. And it's the complete opposite.
Yes, I agree. I mean, but censorship right now isn't on liberal speech, it's on conservative. And the other element of this is she had talked about how it had happened slowly over decades. It wasn't something that just came and swooped in like a sledgehammer. Because I think when people get comfortable, they say, oh, that could never happen here. And lo and behold, here we are, and it is happening. It has happened over a couple decades. And I had pointed out in my interview with her how I had realized, like, from the 90s, this political correctness, I think, was the first steps toward our self-censoring, where we started to self-censor ourselves.
Well, it goes back to Hillary Clinton when she said there was a vast right-wing conspiracy right out of the gate with talk radio. And believe me, I felt that heat, you know, and it was very real. But then it kind of went into a lull to some extent. And then when you had the social media that kind of in some way superseded the effects and the good things of talk radio, it's now YouTube, it's social media. I mean, you got a president that's on Twitter day and night. So it's really the social media giants are taking over in a sense and superseding the iHeart medias and the other, you know, whether it be CNN or NBC. So it really is a scary thing. But I have seen an acceleration, you know, and normally when you have this incrementalism, it really in the last year or two, it's accelerated tenfold. We'll come back, more to come on this subject and more Tom Donahue Show.
Love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-307-6660. 800-307-6660. 800-307-6660. That's 800-307-6660.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
We are back. Patriotism in action, putting America first, New World Order, dead last. You know, back to this whole topic of social media control and censorship, there was an acceleration. It was almost like they set a trap where, whether it be an Alex Jones or Laura Loomer or whomever, where they wanted enough outrageous stuff that would almost seem bizarre, like a freak show, that then they have to jump in and say, now we're going to pull the reins back and we're going to be the saviors. But they helped create this because it was the wild, wild west, sort of like a cryptocurrency of media. And so the volatility and the way it just grew exponentially, I think that's part of the thing, was that they kind of helped set the trap for this regulation of speech and censorship and greater control.
Well, I understand what you're saying, Tom, but you know, the First Amendment is the First Amendment. And if the speech, I don't think the First Amendment was created for, you know, nice, friendly speech. It was for these people that are going to say outlandish things. That's why I think the was the whole point around it. So what if somebody has an opinion? They're allowed to say it. And so,
well, I think it comes to, you know, we do have laws in place for libel and slander, and I think that would be the way to regulate that in the legal process, if in fact it warrants that. You have to remember, when you're dealing with corporations, they are creatures of the state, and that it's not like being involved with private and free enterprise. This is in the public domain. It has become with it being a corporation, a public utility to some extent. And I think that's the direction you're going to see this go. When you deal with creatures of the state, everything is privileged. It's not rights. And so with privileges comes constraints, comes regulation. And when you're beholden to, you know, these corporate, you know, parameters, these constraints and these and censorship tools can be applied. And I think that's what we're seeing.
Yeah. And why are we beholden to them? Why?
Well, when you say the word we, not like Bill Clinton, we're not going to parse this. The fact is that there are many of us that are not heavily reliant on Twitter and on Facebook and Google. And matter of fact, we're actually having to use Google, you know, in terms of Google Chrome, because then again, Microsoft is not much better. But the fact is that, you know, we've everywhere we turn, there's ways that you say, well, I'd like to get out of this, but there's some ways that you cannot access certain programs, even in a broadcast sense, if you're not using some of these programs.
Okay, well, let's go on to her second clip. She tells the story of why she was fired from her job. And this, to me, this was just, I mean, she's not a Laura Loomer, so just listen to this. Why don't you tell us about your story? You had a teaching job. I first heard your story on Will Johnson's program. So why don't you tell us what happened to you?
That's great. Yes, I've been a teacher for about 20 years. Before that, I was a scientist during the Cold War. And then when we won the Cold War, I turned to teaching. I've been teaching math these last 4 years at a school that's very close to my heart. I had gone there as a child, so I'm very emotionally attached to the school. I've loved teaching there. I teach math. I teach 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade math, and it's been a real joy. At the same time, of course, I'm president of the American Freedom Alliance. I had given a speech as president of AFA that somebody found where I praised Western civilization, that it's wonderful, provided the greatest opportunity and prosperity and wealth and independence for more people than anyone, and we're all the beneficiaries of it, even those not born here. Somebody cited this in a letter to the president saying that that must mean that I reject anybody not from Western civilization, which is completely ludicrous. So my outside work was cited, and I was told that I have two well publicized views, and so they decided to not renew my contract for next year. So nothing to do with how well I teach, nothing to do with my behavior in the classroom, nothing to do with anything to do with the school, but my praise of Western civilization is seen as somehow hostile. I was told that there have been many complaints about me. Of course, over time, I never heard a complaint, like ever. I was told that we had had many conversations on this topic, which never actually happened. And based on that, I am no longer welcome at the school. I'm also told that I make other faculty uncomfortable, which is really kind of a joke because I'm the one conservative in a faculty room full of leftists. If anybody's uncomfortable, it's me, but I'm a grown-up and I can handle it. So it's all it's extremely upsetting. It's very angry-making that my work that only intends to defend all of us, right? Even those on the left. I want to defend all the freedoms that we have, including theirs, and my working hard to defend free speech, freedom of religion, all the freedoms that I defend somehow is seen as something hostile and therefore reason to not keep me on as the math teacher. Of course, we all know the real reason for this, and that is any voice other than the left must be silenced. There can't be any holes poked in their ideological bubble. And my very presence proves problematic.
So just because she's praising Western civilization and she's thankful for the freedoms she has, this woman, who, by the way, told me that she never made her conservative views known in her classroom, she loses her job.
Well, I think that that's egregious. I think it's just outrageous, and something should be done about it. And I'm so glad you've had a chance to interview her.
Okay, so when we come back, Tom, from the next break, we're going to get into the meat, and that's the social media regulation.
Sounds great. Okay, Tom Donahue, your show, more to come. Hold tight, right back.
is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names, and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Now back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Super highway, coast to coast, easy to get anywhere.
Welcome back. That's exactly right. Patriotism in action. It's all about Americana, Americanism, and our great country. And, you know, one of the things when Trump was talking about make America great again, I really felt it should be make America greater again. But that's about parsing words and it's about, you know, nuancing. But nevertheless, I really do believe that we are a great country. You know, we have sinister, demonic, devious forces that are part of the deep and darker state and new world order that we're confronted with. And I really think that this social media mire and muck, it really goes back to those same corporate malevolent forces. And I'm not a fan of corporations, creatures of the state, and these artificial beings and the privileged status that they have. And iHeartMedia, some say, well, they do a lot of conservative shows. Well, the point is that how do you get $15 billion plus debt forgiven through the bankruptcy process and continue paying the high rollers in talk media when the little guy, if they were carrying $100,000 in debt, would be bankrupted and out of business? But back to the social media giants and their constraints and the censorship, primarily on the conservative side. It is frightening and beyond alarming. It's something that we have to stand up and speak up, speak out, and do something about.
Right. So I, of course, couldn't let the show end until I talked about social media and the possibility of the government regulating social media. Now, I got to say, in the first, if you hear the whole interview, you would see in the very first segment, she really goes on about government getting their hands in it, and she was really against it. So when I asked her this question, I thought for sure that I knew what she would say about government regulation getting involved. And I gotta say, I was quite surprised by her answer. So here we go. This is our last clip of Dr. Karen Sigmund on censorship of conservative speech. One thing I'd like to hit before we wrap up, social media. I am sure you've heard recently that Trump is talking about putting together a reporting system where conservatives or people that have gripes or complaints about being censored could report. There's also been talk about government stepping in and regulating these platforms as utilities. What do you think about these measures of government getting their hands involved in this whole thing?
You know, it's such an important question. My gut reaction always is no government, keep government out. But they really have become utilities. And the idea, you know, that 10 years ago, if AT&T or Verizon or whatever heard you saying something they didn't like over the telephone, that they could just discontinue your phone service. It's horrifying to imagine that. So I do believe that right now, Facebook, Twitter, a handful, certainly YouTube, they've become they are utilities. They are at least as useful to us as telephone service. And to ensure that we are all equally protected and have equal rights to service, if it takes the government doing that, then I hate to say it, but I think the government has to. You leave it in the hands of partisans, right? Zuckerberg had said he would use Facebook however he could to help the Democrats. And clearly that's what's happening. So as much as I hate it, they have become de facto utilities. We use them as utilities. And therefore, I think they should be declared utilities and provide each of us the protection. I don't know how you transition from a private enterprise to a protected utility, but as long as they demonstrate that they literally cannot be trusted to honor free speech and to see themselves as saviors, which is what they do. You can't try to be a savior, and that's really how they see us. They need to protect people from hate speech, as we were talking about before, for something incorrect or whatever. Don't protect us. Allow us free speech and be done with it. So, yeah, I do think they have to be utilities. As far as reporting, that concerns me. I think we sort of have reporting systems already. I'm not really sure how I feel about that.
So, Tom, I went on to ask her, I said, well, what about, why don't conservatives just leave these platforms and make their own? Because, you know, so that we don't have to get the government involved. And to my surprise, she really wasn't for that. She said that then your only audience, if all the conservatives left the Twitters and the Facebooks and they go to their own platforms, then really all your audience that you're speaking to are like-minded and it'll only be conservatives. And she says, and I understand this, she said, then the liberals have won because now you're only going to talk to the choir, basically. You're only preaching to the choir. And she said, and then you have no access to open viewpoints, counter viewpoints. And I understand that, but I'm still not for staying on a platform that demonizes everything that I stand for. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there's a lot that could be said here. And first of all, I agree wholeheartedly with her positions overall. And yes, you would be limiting your sphere of influence. And that is troubling because, for instance, if you just stuck with a podcast, well, unless you have a great enough audience and name recognition, sort of like in politics, you're just going to have a few dozen people maybe that download or listen, and it's really hard to grow. It'd be very incremental, not exponential. So you have to be able to access multiple platforms and to get your message out. Now morality comes into this too, because there's many Christians, many conservatives that have opted out of whether it be certain cable systems or going to certain movies or subscribing to certain newspapers because of their bias, of because of their lack of morality. And so I think that it's really it comes down to your own sound judgment, your own morals, your own beliefs, and whether you want to continue supporting these platforms, even though they offer you such a greater reach within moments. I mean, for anyone, let's say it was even Fox News, which, you know, they could grow a platform pretty quickly, but it would pretty much be the Fox universe. It wouldn't be reaching the entire universe. And someone that doesn't have, let's say, the corporate power of Fox News, and you try to start, you know, some kind of social media alternative platform, it would take years. I mean, maybe decades to even come close to catching up. So you would be behind the eight ball.
Yeah, I think any time you get government involved in anything, you can just forget about it. I don't trust them, you know, and I understood some of her points, and I'm not saying she was wrong, but I am so against getting the government.
Well, we have the FCC. The FCC regulates radio stations, so and sometimes it tilts left, sometimes it tilts to the right, sometimes it allows greater access to marketplaces for the corporations, and sometimes it limits them in terms of how many stations they can own, and they go after the radio pirates that, you know, are not abiding by the FCC regulations. So we already have media to some degree, even television as well, that is regulated. More to come on this very vital, very pertinent, relevant subject. Tom Donahue Show. Stay tuned.
Is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, liberty loving and freedom fighting.
Well, welcome back. Patriotism in action, that's what we are. It's a call to action, if you will, as it relates to some of the most important, most vital issues of the day. And I'm so glad that we are able to do that with this particular program. And I do want to reiterate that there is terms of service with many, you know, whether it's a podcast directory, whether it's using TuneIn or, you know, various, you know, all the social media we talked about, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. So that was already there before the element of extreme censorship and getting really involved in the weeds, even people that have, you know, very lowly voices, if you will, in terms of followers or influence. What we're talking about here is equal justice, equal access, but also equal, you know, enforcement. And if you're just enforcing what they would consider hate or bad speech or provocative speech, and it's almost all 90% or greater of the conservative side, then that is something that needs to be regulated, because now they're becoming the censors and they're becoming the regulators. There's not due process and there's not equal application, don't you think?
Yes, but you're right. These are private companies. They lay out a terms of service and we click on the accepting these terms of service, and pretty much they can define what these terms of service is. Half the time we really don't read all that garbage because it's like 5,000 pages long. Whoever reads that? So they really can define that. And so as they go, they can say, well, this is what our terms of service means. And that's the dilemma. As much as I cannot stand those platforms, I hate everything that they stand for. But basically, if you're going to buy in and use those platforms, then you're going to have to stand up to whatever it is they believe, whether you like it or not.
I just stand up, but you may have to conform, and that's the question. Do you want to conform to those strict rules and regulations. And if not, then as we talked about earlier, you know, exit these platforms and make sure that your website and that, you know, your sphere of influence is more localized. Sort of like when we say politics should be local, and even like with nationalism, focus on, you know, your country, your state, you know, your local government. So I think really some are being forced, like Alex Jones and others, that they're having to make their universe and sphere of influence at their site. And I think that's really the way to go, is more localization. However, if you want that greater reach, you may want to conform, you know, to these strict censorship rules and regulations.
Right. I wish I had time. You've heard of the walkaway movement, the people that are walking away from the Democrat Party. I wish I had time to start a walkaway movement from these stupid platforms. That's
well,
how much
we're going to continue with this theme. It's not just today, all or nothing. And I want to make sure that you promote this show, how they can access the entire show of Truth Seekers Radio and the interview and the clips that you ran today.
It's on the K-Star Talk Radio Network. Her show won't be aired till next Saturday and Sunday. Go to K, like the letter K, S-T-A-R, talkradio.com. There's a program schedule, and it'll say the times on Saturday and Sunday for the True Seekers Radio show.
True Seekers Radio, because it looks like you're getting back in gear there. I really appreciate the fact that you've allowed for these clips to be run and that we're incorporating those into this show. And it really, I think, makes it a richer and a more valuable program when we can back it up with this kind of content. So it's really exciting that we're able to do things a little bit differently, I think, in a more creative, but also in a more concrete fashion.
And one more thing I want to say, Tom, and then if you want to move on, we could, but last Sunday, I go to church. I'm talking to my friend, telling her about this show, and, you know, I was going to send her the show. And we start talking about censorship of conservative speech. She proceeds to tell me she has a Twitter account. Now, on this Twitter account, she said, I never post anything. All I simply do is I follow people because I want to see what they're saying back and forth. Well, what do you think happened? She's had this Twitter account, and she doesn't post. And she got shut down, and she said the only reason they gave her is that she's violating the terms of service. So how do you violate a terms of service by following people that they allow to have a conversation back and forth on? So that's what I'm saying. This is where we're going. And there's not going to be any safe haven. Even if I say to everybody, hey, I can't be on Facebook and Twitter because they've shut me down like Alex Jones, you have to go to my www.mywebpage. Well, guess what, folks? I'm telling you, pretty soon, they're not even going to let me have K-Star Talk radio websites or True Seekers websites. They're going to try to shut down my own website.
Well, there's a ripple effect, and it very well could happen. But let's stay focused on her interactions. She became collateral damage, and there might be something in the fine print, like you said, nobody reads, that if you're following those kinds of people, then, you know, without you even posting, without even generating a tweet or any kind of link, you then become victim. What about the fact that President Trump has, you know, millions upon millions of listeners, and you got the shadow banning, that's where it all started, was the shadow banning. And then, you know, then you had congressional hearings, and then the conservatives were speaking out, and a few ultra leftists that, you know, maybe jihadists that got banned. But the point is that there has to be a limited response to you know, let's say it's acts of violence. It's, you know, trying to use these social media platforms to galvanize, you know, these acts of jihad. You know, so there has to be some terms of service, and there has to be, but it also has to be equally enforced. And I think that it has to be commonsensical. And it right now, it's outrageous, off the charts, off the rails, if you will. And it's good that we're having this discussion, and many others are as well.
Right. And that Hill article that you sent me, you know, they're talking about Justice Department is going to look into Google and their antitrust. There's going to be an investigation. You know what? I'm so sick of all these committees and these hearings and the spending of the tax dollars because we got to have another stupid hearing that nothing ever comes out.
Yeah, but this is not a hearing. This is the DOJ. This is, you know, this is the Department of Justice that bring criminal sanctions and some really stringent exposure. So I think in many ways, like the Teddy Roosevelt of the day, there has to be some element of focus on these corporations that are colluding. And legitimately, using that term, there is collusion and there is corruption and there is complicity. And so I really feel that to take on these corporate giants and their control, and the fact is that they are colluding, and that these are giant trust, and I like a trust busting aspect. I like the fact that we're going after, these seemingly uncontrollable, supra government agencies, if you will.
Well, you have a lot more faith in the system than I do, Tommy.
No, it's not a matter of faith. Yeah. I'm not having faith. But if they're imposing punishment to conservatives and their free speech, why shouldn't these giants also feel the heat and have to feel the government enforcement? And so I think that if they're criminalizing our behavior, why not criminalize what they're doing? And there needs to be oversight of what they're doing. And who else can impose, except for walking away from these platforms, a measure of justice? And maybe, they're going to feel not only fines, but maybe, some criminal actions.
Right. Agreed.
Anyway, we're running out of time here. Thanks so much, Angeline, for all your great work and contributions here. Till we meet again, I'm Tom Donahue. Tom Donahue Reports, TalkStream Live. Wow, we're complete for another week. I think some amazing material here.
Thanks for another heated discussion, Tom. Have a good week.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.